I'll have several passages of scriptures for you to look at, and I want you to turn to them as we go, and then look at them and place them in the place that they'll be. I think there are two things in this lesson that I want you to really grasp, and that one is fact that the Word of God is truth, and we have it to look at, study, and prepare our life for the next life that comes. And that next life, of course, is going to be either in heaven or it's going to be in hell, depending on how we prepare for it. And we need to be prepared. I'm going to start out with a passage, kind of an unusual passage. I want you to turn to Proverbs. And in Proverbs, I want you to go to chapter 23. In Proverbs. And I want you to look at verse 23. Proverbs 23:23. The word says, "Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom, instruction, and understanding." Think about the truth and the very fact that we are to buy the truth and sell it not. It's one of the most profitable things in this life, truth. And so we need to come to a place of understanding and knowing the truth. I want you to go to the New Testament now as our second scripture. And I want you to go to 2 Thessalonians in the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I want you to look at verse 10. It says, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." Here we have probably one of the best scriptures to give us understanding concerning truth. And here is Paul's writing to this group of people. Receive here, he says, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." Here is a scripture I think we need to get in our minds and have it so that we can understand it. Now I'm going to give us several scriptures that will have to do with the truth and the fact that it is inspired of God and God has sent it for us to know. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, this will be a very familiar passage that we often use in our studies and preaching and teaching. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 through 17, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now we see here, certainly as Paul is writing to Timothy, and he talks about Timothy even in his childhood, in verse 15, the fact that he had knowledge of some scriptures. And I don't know if you've ever gone back and studied about Timothy, but his mother and his grandmother was teachers that taught him the Word of God. And as we read these three verses here, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So we see where the Scriptures come from. They come from God, but we know, of course, if you study the Timothy, he had a teacher while he was young. His mother and his grandmother, they were the teachers. I want you to turn to 2 Peter now. In 2 Peter chapter 1, in 2 Peter chapter 1, look at verse 21. Says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So again, I think we see the fact that Scriptures come directly from God. And we need to be prepared and recognize and realize that as we study Scripture, so that we come to an understanding and the proper understanding that God wants us to have. You know, in Galatians chapter 1 is kind of another one that gives us an understanding. Galatians chapter 1, look at verse 11 and 12. He says, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now this is the Apostle Paul speaking, and he's speaking here concerning the fact that the Scriptures he had, they didn't come from man. They came from God. And we have the fact that in the Gospel of John, we have several times where it's mentioned about this. Let's turn to the 14th chapter first. In the first John chapter 14, look at verse 26. It says, for the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So the Comforter, or which is the Holy Spirit, or guide, as we learn later in the other chapters, that he brings the truth that we can know it and understand it and come to salvation through it. And in verse 17 is maybe one of the most familiar passages. It says, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. You know, as we want to know what truth is, the truth that saves us and the truth we are to live by, we have it right here. And it was given by the Holy Spirit. They guided and directed them. So when we do that, then, the second thing that we need to understand is we're going to have to study it if we know what it is. We're going to have to study and read it and learn what it is. And the Bible even tells us that. You know, a scripture that you might want to look at is turn to 2 Timothy again. In 2 Timothy, go to the chapter 2. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, look at verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to study it so that we can rightly divide the word of truth. Now, why do we need to know how to divide it? Well, for one thing, we have the Old Testament, which was the law given to the Jews of old. And now we have the New Testament, the law given by Jesus Christ for us. And there were things under the old law, of course, we'll do and keep. They were sins that we won't do. But there is also a keeping of a law that was to be given by those. Notice while we're here in the New Testament, turn again to 1 Peter this time. 1 Peter, and let's look at chapter 2. Look at verse 2. He says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. In other words, here we need to, as Christians, when we become Christians, we're to desire the sincere milk of the word. It will bring to us and cause us to do the right things and be able to do the right things. You know, and when we're a Christian, become a Christian, we're just a babe. And it takes quite a bit of study to learn and know the very things that we need to know. And we must do it by a study of the Word. And I could give you some other scriptures. Let's turn right now to 1 Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, look at verse 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hither you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. They were still, as he went to Corinth and preaching and teaching, they had to grow with the Word of God. And we could go back to the 18th chapter of Acts and we could read concerning the beginning of the congregation at Corinth and the things that happened there. But here we see again the fact that we are to study and learn, and we must do the Word of God, the truth. You know, I noticed a passage while ago there that kind of was interesting, I thought. And it was in the 2 John. You know, in 2 John, let's look at the early part of that chapter. In verse 1, it says, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known this truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace, and God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. You know, as we think about the Word of God, we have to think about the fact that it's the truth. And God loved us enough to send us the Word so that we could be saved, so we could someday live with Him in eternity. You know, we need to study the Word and be prepared. It's going to take some study on our part if we do. Turn to Hebrews chapter 5. In Hebrews chapter 5, look at verse 12. He says, "For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For every one that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Here is a tremendous scripture, I think, showing that the Hebrew writer was saying that at least there was a time when they should have been teachers of the Word of God. You know, think about it. We think about those like in Timothy's case, his grandmother and mother were teachers while he was growing up. I didn't go ahead and read that from the very first scripture I give you, the passage out of Proverbs chapter 23, but if you notice that section, he was talking about teachers of parents, mother and father. And so they need to be bringing them up and teaching them the Word of God, the Word of God. And that's what he's saying here in Hebrews. There's a time you ought to be teachers, but you haven't learned and haven't done. And so you're still in need of the milk rather than the meat or the strong part of the Word. Turn over to the Gospel of John again. This time, let's go to chapter 6. In chapter 6, let's look at verse 44 and 45. 44 says, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." You know, I think about that today as we look at in the world how much is really known about the Bible and the Word of God, the truth. We see so many in the world that sin is so prevalent that it's going to be difficult for them at Judgment Day. They have no idea. You know, there are scriptures that we ought to read. I think, let's go back to Galatians again. You know, in Galatians, I want you to notice some reading there. Let's go to the first chapter. We were in the first chapter before. But let's notice there. Notice verse 7. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. You know, we have people out there today that's like that, that will pervert the gospel of Christ. Let's go on. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have preached unto you, we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. It was the gospel that God has for us, and we are to receive it and obey it and become Christians, because someday we will stand before God. Let me give you another example out of the Gospel of John, a very familiar passage in John chapter 12 and verse 48. He says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judge him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Did you know we're going to be judged in the last day by this word of God? Everybody is, not just one. Notice over in Revelation, another familiar passage that we often use in chapter 20. Look at verse 12 in chapter 20. It says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their deeds. Be judged. And he goes on to say, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up those which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. We need to think about life during our time here is to come to a knowledge of God's word and obey the truth. If not, we will be judged and cast into that lake of fire. We just studied over at Stratford, 2 Peter over at Stratford, and I want to read that most of that chapter. Last chapter 3. I want you to hear this. Chapter 3, 2 Peter. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. You know, we have that today, don't we? Those walking about don't worry about sin. They do it. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, what by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, whereby the world that was being overflowed with water perished. Here is a reference to Noah's time, when everybody was destroyed by water except eight souls. Go back to Genesis and read that. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Next time it's not going to be water, it's going to be fire. In verse 8, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works are therein shall be burned up. Seeing that then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long suffering of our Lord in salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to his wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. And also in all the epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. You therefore, beloved, seeing that you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory for now and forever. We need to be prepared for that day. You know, we can go back to Paul's writings and one in Thessalonians, and one of the things going to happen when he comes back, he's going to bring Christians with him that have died and went on. And Christians are going to meet him in the air, and everything's going to be burned up. So we need to come to a good understanding and knowledge of the truth, this Word of God, because the day is coming when we will give account for how we've lived this life. Even though we die, you're still going to give an account for it. So you need to be a Christian. If you are not one, you can become one this morning. We'll help you. If you have a Christian and have kind of drifted away and need to come back, we're here to help you with that. If you need any help in any way, would you come while we stand and sing?